End of the day, took race in the night. Sean Wise Bart.
The last time we spoke about this halacha, or about moving around, actually, so what we came up with last time was quite simple. In Burin Nefoshes Brochas, you can leave your building, go out, and make Burin Nefoshes out in the street. In bread, we said that you have to have your bread where you are. You have to make your brocha where you are. If you go out, ideally you should come back. Show you game, you can't make it, make lenient. And then we said, what about bread? If you have in mind to eat in another place, then that's okay, and the brocha works, no problem. The question is, what about in between stages? What about mezonos and shivas haminim? Let's say grapes, olives, grape juice, all the same child. So we saw about this last time, which is a big machlokes about this actually, what happens? Is it the same as shahakal foods, or is it the same as bread foods? It's questionable what it is. But the Maaseh of Shulchan Aruch actually doesn't really give a ruling on this, actually. Kuf Ayin Ches. Hello, Moshe. Kuf Ayin Ches. Yes, Oymrim, Sheshivas Haminim, Tunim Brochalach, Raymond Koymon. Some say that Shivas Haminim, that's Paris. Yes, Oymrim, Dakumine Dogam. It's not clear. Shulchan Aruch is not clear what to do. So it's a sopik. So the Maaseh, I saw today again, the Maaseh, the apostles say that ideally, the chiddush, you should make your brocha in the first place. That means you have a piece of cake, or you have grapes, ideally you should make your brocha achrona there. That means even though you know you're going somewhere else, let's say for example, it's a good example in this case, on Shabbos morning you go to a few kiddushim, you know you're going to be having a few pieces of cake in different kiddushim. Lemaisa, you're better off to make ala michya and ala eitz in the first place. The Piskei Tshuva speaks it out, even though...
In each place.
What?
In each place.
In each place, yeah.
Not just the first place.
No, in each place. In each place you have it. Yeah. The Piskei Tshuva speaks it out, even though you know you're going to have it in the second place. But because of this sophic, what that loch is really... So it's not called a brocha shein tzricha. It's better to cover all the shittas like this and make a brocha achrona in your first place. If you didn't... Let's say a person didn't. So he had grapes and cake or whatever it was in the first place. He went out, came to a second place. So, he says now that with the Evin, you can't make a new brocha now in the second place. Maybe the ala eitz, the grape brocha still stays, like how mochi still stays. And may your mezonos might also stay, like your bread stays. So when you come to the second place, you can carry on eating there with the Evin. It's not ideal. But with the Evin, you can rely on this. That it might be okay. So it's ideal to make a brocha first. If you didn't, then what you can do is you can carry on eating in the second place. That's what comes out of the Maaseh. Right? That's it applies to grapes, everything, all these sorts of things. That's where it applies to. Okay, everybody's out. Today, also very, very interesting actually. Today, it's this year. So I must say, I didn't really think it was much of a shiloh, to be honest, when I started this praying this year. The question was, in the middle of Birchas HaMazon, can you stand up if someone's walking past you? Now, I say it's generally a mitzvah, it's very much by the wayside, this mitzvah, of standing up for a parent.
Oh, you see the mitzvah? Put on mitzvah. One could say, you know, this is the mitzvah, now I'm venue. This is the rest.
Good point. What would everyone answer back to him?
Esther
says, why aren't someone's waiting to fill him?
Yeah.
And an oni comes. Is he part from soccer?
No, they haven't got a process from the living room.
You both. Shai's here. Stop minute benching and stand up and say, do it. That's a shame.
Why should you stand up and bench then?
Because a person's walked past you, an older person's walked past you, or a tamachochem, or a parent, whatever these people that you're going to stand up for, what should you do? That's the question. Anyone comes past, Moshe. Anyone comes past. So this is actually, at my side, I didn't think much of a shayla. Also, the shayla is also a very similar shayla based on the same thing. Is what happens, Lamosha, let's say you're in the middle of benching and you hear them saying, Omein Heshvei Rabba, Kaddish. Are you allowed to interrupt? What thing is benching got, Moshe? Is it like certain parts of you can have to interrupt? Or is it like Shmoneh Esrei? What thing has it got like?
That's why should you wait till the person finishes Shmoneh Esrei?
But you can't say Omein if you're in the first bracha. You can't answer something else
on it. How do you know?
That I know.
How do you know that? Wait, here's what I say. It's quite interesting. I like this actually. So Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, sorry, where is it? This is a Lachon Kuf Pei Dalet, Kuf Pei Gimel Simches. Kuf Pei Gimel Simches. Yeah. Right, I think you probably could. That's called a Brocha Arucha. You could probably, you'll have to answer actually in the rain in that, probably.
I think
you're allowed to, as far as I remember, I have to check it out, as far as I know, I have to check it out.
So I'm wrong about
that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Le'inyan Lishol Be'Birchas HaBozom, regarding asking in the middle of benching, Le'nei Ha'yir Me'a Kovit, for Yir or Kovit, Yesh Mi Sha'oyma Shedinah Ketvila. So the Mechab of Paschus, it looks like, has got a Dinah Shemana Esra. If it's got a Dinah Shemana Esra, it means that you cannot interrupt anything. That means anything at all you can't interrupt for pastors. Yeah, it means obvious Rabbah, anything at all. Like Shmoneh Esra. Oh, so we'll come to where you can't get quite right, yeah. So the Maitre, Shmoneh Esra, but some Muslims got this. Mr. Ruhr says over here, Dinah Ketvila, Sh'ein Shalim Mashim Klal. Now the Shai is why? Why do they make it so strict? Why do they make it like Shmoneh Esra? So Mr. Ruhr brings down one time over here. He said, why is benching so strict like Shmoneh Esra? Midim of Sinu Sheikh Mir Hasan Bibikhsa Mosn. Since we find Bibikhsa Mosn, Sha'im of Rokin Ella Babakam Echel Katwila, you have to stay still when you do Bibikhsa Mosn. You can't walk around when you do Bibikhsa Mosn. So it's very similar to Shmoneh Esra. La Fuke Krishma, it's not the same as Krishma. Krishma, really, once you send the first posakor out to Polavovcha, you're allowed to walk around. So since they made it similar to Shmoneh Esra, they gave it the same dinim as Shmoneh Esra, and therefore, just like in Shmoneh Esra, you can't interrupt. I must to say, it's interesting, I was thinking about this at the moment. In the middle of Shmoneh Esra, you hear Omen Yeshme Rabo. What did you, Rabbi, say?
Stop.
Stop and listen. So I don't know, maybe in benching also maybe the same thing. I don't know, possibly do the same thing.
I mean, I know the benching, if I start benching, I see one of the guests in the bencher, I go to the cupboard and get more benches out and move my benching. The beginning of it.
Who said you should do that?
That's
it. It's not posh at all, it's what you're doing. All this thing now, that means if it's similar to Shmoneh Esra, if in the middle of benching.
It's meant to have a
I say, so in the middle of benching, it looks out, someone's missing out quite clearly actually, that it's also to make flicks with your fingers and things with your eyes.
This isn't Esra because it's still benching.
Yeah, but it's not covered. It's not covered habroch. That a person is doing something else while he's making a bracha, while he's in the middle of benching. So, chayr, all this is also to do. Let's find out here, Kupay Gimel.
Why
do you
say that benching is like Shmoneh Esra,
but the
other way around? Benching came first,
the other answer. Yes, yeah, true. Yeah, but the side is. It came first. The side is it doyma to bench? Is it doyma to Shmoneh Esra or is it doyma to Krishna? That's what it's similar to. Well, right, actually, it was right, first, right, because it's a deraisa. The question is, what's it comparable to? Does it fit in the slot of Shmoneh Esra? Does it fit in the slot of Krishna? Then let's just see. Kuf Pei Gimel. More than it's a deraisa. Where is it? Kuf Pei Gimel here. Let's see, Bob. Yeah, and the Maaseh Chayr, all these things are us to do. You can't flick your eyes. All these things are done. That's to say, it's not Rosh Shmoneh Esra. That's an interesting lock in the middle of Shmoneh Esra. Someone's in the middle of Shmoneh Esra, for example, it's Rosh Chodesh Moshi, and he made mistake with Yalav, he missed out Yalav Yovei. Now, the thing is, this guy doesn't know that lock, he doesn't know what to do. I can't remember why. I know Yalav Yovei is important on Rosh Chodesh, but I don't know what to do. Yeah. So the Mishnah Brura speaks from High Adam, as far as I remember, that you're allowed to go up to the Swarm Shrunk, take out Mishnah Brura, and look up the halach.
So,
I forgot. So there, you're allowed to actually do that. So anyway, the tzorich of the benching, let's say someone's not sure, he missed out to say what halach is, you're allowed to go in the middle of benching and do that. To pass on to someone else, I'm not sure if that's the same thing. I don't know if it's managed to say.
I'm in the middle of benching, and they're benching for Sharrochus. I can't answer the name, as you say. I can't answer the name.
No. That's what comes up, yeah. So, I mean, you're behind them benching, and they're up to Rosh Hashanah. You're not an after Ali Chasrin, you're in the middle of benching.
Yeah.
Before that, the Chayra, what comes out, so I haven't finished it, yeah? The Vaira, what comes out, is that you cannot interrupt, you cannot answer any bracha, any Omen Yeshua Rabbah, anything at all, you may not do in the middle of benching. So Sipra's right, if there's syrup bottles, you can start a cancer. Yeah.
I was looking at, you know, you're looking at a lot of benches, it doesn't say what the broth that you make is dead.
Yeah.
So I took a large screw and said, that's
fine. You have to do that, that's allowed. So looking at the syrup, in fact, the bishop doesn't mention something. I think the chayor actually says that you can ask the board what to do. Mr. Brewer quotes this bit, as far as I remember, I don't remember exactly, but the father of the Chayyim says, not only that, you can actually go to the Rav himself. I mean, he might be the Mishra, that's what he's going to ask you, but I say, you're allowed to ask another person, what do I do?
So you can say, you can't answer.
Well, that could be a circle page of the Mishra, that's the same place where you started. You meant to be the same place you started. So it could be a circle of the Mishra. I don't know, it's a good point, I don't know.
I think it's broad.
What?
I think it's broad.
They should go back.
On the back, on the shrine at the back, then
you stay there? Yeah. Check it out, that's interesting.
You're better than other people in the back.
Just to clarify, you can ask the Lord Minister what the law is, and he's allowed to answer you that.
Yeah. I don't know, Mr. Brewer, I must check it out. I don't know, Mr. Brewer, exactly again. One of them says it, one of them Zicha says it. Just like you have to look at the safer, it's important to say, you're going to have to ask.
He's an answer.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of Atacholim.
Yeah. It's a chiddush, yeah. Right. So now, come again, the right of divine emotion, what we said, that in the middle of Shemana Esra, it's got in the middle of Benchi, it's got the same din as Krishna, same din as Shemana Esra. Because the Muslim's got the same din as because the Muslim's got the same din as Shemana Esra, and nothing can be said in the middle of those rocks. The Maisa, what? Nothing. So that I have to say, I'm not sure, maybe they should be quiet to listen. Maybe. That I don't know. The Chosh is not different to Shemana Esra. In Shemana Esra, you are quiet to listen. So the Chosh, it's the same thing as Shemana Esra, you're quiet to listen.
So I have an answer.
But more than that, you can't do. You cannot answer anything. My sir, I must tell you that it's important to mention this over here. That's what comes up in this Mishnah passage. Yeah, many Achronim take on like this, that it's a problem, you mustn't answer anything at all. Lemais and Chaznish and others, they say, I don't know where this was coming from here to be so strict like Shemana Esra. I mean, it's true, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's got a din that you can ask, it's not like Krishna, you can't ask me a covenant there, you know. So the Chaznish, that's talking about that. But Omein Heshmei Rabo and Kaddish and Kedusha says the Chaznish, you are allowed to answer in the middle of Shemana Esra. In the middle of Benchi. Chaznish. Chaznish says, I read out, Chaznish says, Motzin and Chaznish, and Oit Kama Achroinim, they say they're not Muslims to this Chavetz Chaim, that it's mummish like Shemana Esra. And the Shulchan Aruch says it's got a din, you mustn't answer the Yira HaKobit, it's only for that. You mustn't answer to anyone just speaking of Kabbalah and Yira. But there, Chavetz and Motzin Shema, but in Kaddish, the Kedusha, the Omein, the Akela, the Kaddish, the Shema, the Twila, Mutter, Lanis, the Emsa, the Brocha. It looks like that, to answer the middle of the Brocha, don't make sure which Brocha it is, any Brocha. The Chaim, the Brocha, and between the Brochas, that means when you got to our Arta, as long as I call you, between the Brocha, then he says, you're allowed to answer Omein, the Shah, Brochas as well. Now, it's a big machlokas, I must tell you, it looks like it's a big machlokas. The Mishnah Brewer, we generally can follow the Mishnah Brewer's opinion this year. So the Meister, the Mishnah Brewer says it was stuck. Now, I must tell you, it was very interesting. I looked at Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is very interesting because see how stuck he is over here with Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, oh no. What? Shlomo Zalman says, Rishchayj Per Aleph, Arrow 67. Shlomo Zalman says over here, someone's in the middle of benching. So first we said, interesting, this is a big mistake people make, a big mistake. Lo yane omen, he should not answer omen, because shemea zochreinu epokdeinu b'yalav yohi. When you hear all this is in yalav yohi, in chazos hashatz, when we hear it, we answer omen. Says, so shemea zaman, benching, you must not answer omen to this. It's a hetzik, you're not allowed to. Says, even between the brochas, you're not allowed to. Could be according to the chazan, you're allowed to. Maybe. But the Maaseh, Shlomo Zalman's going like this, that you should not answer Amen. The Maaseh, if you make a mezuman, then there's a different halacha. You can answer Amen to the mezuman when he makes the brochas. So he gets to Al-Oretz Al-Mosn, you can answer Amen. It's a different story there. But generally speaking, if you're in the middle of benching, and you didn't make a mezuman, you should not answer anything at all in the middle of benching.
So according to Mishnah Brura, if you got a mezuman, he said, As long as I could. Yeah, you're in the middle of the fifth bracha.
You can answer. I'm not sure about the first bracha. Could be allowed to. I'm not sure about that. The first bracha, I don't know. At the end, you can say, what should
after
be?
It doesn't go in, you can say, oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could be Shavuro.
By Mezumen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. By Mezumen, you're allowed to. And that's what I'm also in passage. He brings an interesting story here of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, Pa'amim rabbis, many times, how you must supper, es asher shomam in mechutna. Shlomo Zalman used to repeat over what you heard from his mechutn, that it is a refrain, Nochum Brudiansky. Someone told this Rulansky, he was once going in the carriage, he needed some help. He turned to one old person who was in the carriage, and he asked him, Shalom. And the person answered back, Alechem Shalom. He answered him. When the person came and asked him what he needs to ask him, Romas loy halor shub emsa bichas amosim. The person showed him in the middle of bichas amosim, I can't help you. V'hoi loy lepela. V'la achashim siyim. Listen to this story. It's interesting. When he finished the story, he finishes. Ona loy ashi osu sh'alu lishmoy. What you asked me what my name is Yisrael Meir. You got the right person. He asked him Yisrael Meir. The heim yishu rabbeinu balachov. It's chamashem nea covid. He said because of covid, he asked him in the middle of benching in the middle of bichas amosim. V'lo yisa. Rabbeinu, the Rosh Hashanah said, this story I can't understand, because the Chofetz Chaim says over here, you can't do anything. So he said, it could be that a Chofetz Chaim in this story was going before he passed him like this, because Chaz Mishnah, that you could answer.
He's saying, when everyone knows you're benching, and you can't do it, if you're not trained, somebody else, and he doesn't know you're benching, then you could maybe say something.
That's okay. Rav Shlomo didn't know that. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I can't understand this story. It's a pella. He brings that, he says over here, it doesn't make sense because the Mishnah Berurah says, Hey, I can't remember. It's a pella gone. You shall have a loch of sukkah b'shuk no. But you have some bichas. You mustn't do anything. You have no, you mustn't answer bichas amazim in the middle of bichas amazim. So he says, maybe the Mishnah Berurah was machria not like this at the time. But at the end of the day, he says, you could not answer anything in the middle of bichas amazim. That's what he says. One should not answer anything at all for bichas amazim. That's number one. The other shayla is in the fourth bracha. Is it different in the fourth bracha? It's Rabbonon. But by so many poskim hold, there's no difference. And in the fourth bracha, it's got the same dinim as the rest of benching. But, like I said before, after Alichas Reinu, that's really much more kudadik. You shouldn't speak anything you want. You shouldn't speak Dvorah Batalim. But there, any Dvorah Shemek Dusha, you're allowed to. So coming back to our shayla now about standing up in the middle of benching, the chor, it depends. According to Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to. And maybe according to Chazal, you should be allowed to.
I mean, it's